Good morning. It's 7:18 a.m. on August the 14th, 2020. I have to remember to do my newsletter tonight. And that's good. I don't know when I'm going to find it. It's going to be loose. It's going to be fast and furious because, this is... today's the first day of Novelrama, the summer Novelrama that... one of my local buddies, some of my local buddies, my local writing buddies. In the past, we've always done this as part of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, but most of us are pretty much done with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, and nobody from Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers has really stepped forward to say, oh yeah, I'd like to help with that. So we're just going to do it. So the goal for the day is 6,250 words, 6,250. The goal is 25,000 words by Monday night. I think yesterday while I was trying to do my prep work, I discovered the missing, I knew there was a missing Ishmael photo. And actually, it's several missing Ishmael files. And I couldn't remember what I call them. And I stumbled on one of them, and so I found them. And I kind of liked the story. I have to go home. I should have done this yesterday. There's so much stuff I should have done yesterday. But the other side of it is, while I should have done a bunch of stuff yesterday, one of the things that I needed to do yesterday, because I'm not going to get a chance to do it again in the near future, in the next few days. I have gotten so much perfume. I can't tell if it's a dryer sheet or if it's these women up ahead of me. If I'm smelling their perfume, it makes me nervous. Could be a dryer sheet. It has cocoa butter overtones, which makes me a little bit uneasy. So one of the things I did yesterday was I played a little bit and neglected to do things like set up my newsletter. I didn't set up my word counts. I need to export those files. They're in for the words. But I can write new words in for the words, and it'll track the word count for me, which is probably the way I want to do it. So this is like NaNoWriMo. This is like you only write new words. You don't take out words. you only keep writing. So I'm running a sprint starting at 9 o'clock. Yeah, in our Facebook group. I think it's discoverable if you want to play along at home or you want to watch over our shoulders. You have to ask to join, but we've let everybody in so far. So far, nobody's been a troll, which is good. So anyway, today is every morning from now through Monday, starting at 9 o'clock, I'll be leading sprints. And I've been sort of on the fence about what I'm going to do about sprints. The 25-minute sprints are quite frenetic, and they help to keep me focused. So I have 25 minutes, and then I have a 5-minute break. I can go get coffee, I can pee, I can do whatever I need to do. But I have to start again within 5 minutes. So there's this constant time pressure, there's this constant clock ticking in my head. 25 minutes, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, 5 minutes. So over 3 hours, that's 6 sessions. And 150 minutes, something over 2 hours. 2.5 hours. Really? That can't be right. 6 times 20. It's 120 minutes. That's only 2 hours. That makes more sense. Because 6 times 5 is 60, which is an hour. Okay, yeah, 2 hours. So that's 2 hours of writing time across 3 hours clock time. 2 hours left. Which is pretty good. Now, there are other ways to do that. One of them is the 50 minute window. Okay, here comes this pair of ladies. Give them plenty of room. They're walking in the street. Good morning. So there's the 50 minute and 10. And the 50 minute one worked really well. I think I mentioned this yesterday. 50 minute one worked really well for editing. I don't know how well it would work for writing. And there's nothing that says I need to run all 3 hours all the same. There's part of me that suggests that perhaps running the first hour, 25-5, back to back, to get warmed up, to get stuck in, to get the words flowing, to establish the focus, and then dropping back to 50-10 might be an interesting way to do it. Because once you've done 2 25-minute sprints, things have either started together or you're feeling overwhelmed by the process. For me, that's what it looks like. Now, for me, going all 25 fives is probably the best way to do it. Because ADHD, I need that time pressure to keep me from taking the break and looking at email or God help me, Twitter. So I don't know, I'm still on the fence. I'm going to do the first hour, 25-5. And I need to figure out what I'm going to do in the second and third hour. The other benefit of doing 25-5s is that if somebody misses the start at the top of the hour, they can pick up a start at the bottom of the hour. And I'm all about letting people start when they want to start. And if you start, you know, if they miss the top of the hour on a 50-minute start, then then the temptation is to wait until the top of the next hour. At least for me, I don't know, maybe some people jump in the middle. Come on, fine. You ready? Say it with me. Monk post. So that's what I'm going to be doing today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. And what that does is that it really gives me, if I'm going to walk, I really got to get it going. Today was about the limit. At 7 o'clock, I was putting my boots on. And so that's about the limit. I'll get back. I'll have a little more than an hour to schedule my sprints and to get settled for the top of the hour at 9. Guy getting ready to take his travel trailer out. He's in the backyard hooking up the trailer. Lady in the front yard tending to the sprinklers. So I'm still reading and still enjoying Deal with the Devil, Kit Roca. It's gonna be... There will be kissing. I'm sure there will be kissing. So if kissing or anything more demonstrative is not in your preferred reading list, then don't read this book. But the idea of these totally badass women who happen to be librarians scrounging through the wasteland of America looking for lost artifacts that they can bring back and digitize, and it's really a cool concept. I'd like to see it done as a game. I'd like to see. I could see this as a Bethesda game. It's like Fallout 4 without the radiation. And yeah, I got my character, my last character, because now I have a new one. I got my last character up to 100 on survival. And I'm at the point with her that it's like, you know, I thought I'd play a female character, see if there were any interesting dialogue options, and none of them are any different. And it's always jarring because there's a lot of talking, there's a lot of audio cues, and I have a hard time with it. It was like, it was always jarring. It was always, this is, didn't work for me. So I went back and made a new character. Now that I know how survival works, and I'm pretty much used to the idea that whatever I do, I'm going to die a lot. So setting things up so that when I die a lot, I'm not sent back 2 hours. I'm not set back more than 20 minutes at a time. And even that is, when you're used to being able to hit F5, which is quick save, and then going through the door, so that if the thing that's waiting for you behind the door kills you without you being able to fire a shot or anything, you can start again and go, be a little more well prepared, a little better prepared. But Fallout 4, I'm finding it to be as the replay, in spite of the fact that I seem to make the same character over and over again, the replay factor remains pretty high. I think, okay, am I going to start a new character in Skyrim, or am I going to start a new character in Fallout 4? I'm going to Fallout 4. That guy hadn't gone by so close. Slow down, I'll get ahead of me. So, and I think part of it is that it's like trying to find some kind of optimal path. I watched a bunch of Major Slack videos where he was going through this, and John at Many a True Nerd, I think, is funnier to watch. And he showed me some tricks. He hasn't shown me anywhere near the number of tricks that Major Slack did. But Slack also didn't have a firm grasp. By the time he was doing his playthrough, he only had like 300 hours in the game, which is a lot. It's like, I'm not poo-pooing that. I've got several games where I've got 60 hours in and gave up on them because they were just, nah. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.